This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I feel like he's going to take full advantage of that.
The showman.
Yes, and he does. His voice does that thing, you know, where like, you know when Ron's voice, it reaches dirty. Like a different octave, like it gets just a little bit higher?
Yes.
It's that kind
Dollar
of,
yeah, it's that energy.
But, yeah.
There's only two people at this station that would really, well, three, that would take this segment and really run with it. Ron's one. Patrick Creighton's the other.
No question.
And John Lopez would be my third.
Go ahead and put that sumbuck right there behind that glass in his four, because I guarantee you.
Be cautious with Creighton tonight.
He'd do what Ron just, what Ron just did and change the name to Daily Dirty and just be absolute filthy. Speaking of what's going to be absolute filthy, the Rockets play the Mavericks tonight over at the Toyota Center. I haven't seen any. Do you have any updates, Bajani, on who's healthy, who's not? Obviously, Amen Thompson's not on the floor.
No Reed. Those are for sure guys that are not available.
Yeah. But both longer-term injuries.
But as far as Fred, there's no cause for concern that I've seen.
Well, Fred with the ankle, Şengün with the back that seems to act up sporadically. Obviously, this is not a back-to-back, so Tari Eason should be good to go. Everybody else, I think, is healthy. I don't know the fall Big Adams took with Plumlee the other day, I don't think he just got ejected out of the game. I think he's fine. He's healthy.
Hell, Plumlee got the worst deal. He had the gash over the brow, and Adams walked away kind of smirking.
Yeah. So that's 111-104, which was, what was that, Wednesday night, the Rockets beat the Suns, in which Jalen Green was the best player on the floor, and it wasn't even close. And yes, Devin Booker and Kevin Durant were on the floor. Jalen Green just had the better night. The Rockets tonight at 7:00. And boys, I got to doing a little. When I got to drive the show, I got to do a little more due diligence. You know what I mean? It's a different job description when you're driving the show. And I got to doing a little digging.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually saw Tyler going back and forth with somebody on Twitter yesterday that didn't like one of his bets. It was happened to be one of just a couple that hit, I think. The Lakers. Remember, he's going back and forth with somebody on
Thanks
the Lakers.
Thanks for the reminder, through. Man. Yes, well, two for I'm, five, okay?
At least I'm talking
two
about
for
one
five.
Of the, at least
Ouch.
I'm talking about one of the two you won.
Yeah.
I think it was big of you not to just hammer that person, because their reasoning behind disagreeing with Tyler's bet was because LeBron would never let it happen, and LeBron wasn't even playing.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to be the more mature adult, you know?
Well, I mean, I know what you mean.
It's where you find me often.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was gonna say. Usually that's not the road you take, but okay, that's fine. That's cool. I'm looking at the standings in the West, boys. And obviously OKC's running away with it. That has nothing to do with this conversation. But I've said it multiple times that the Rockets they're 13 back of the Thunder again, but they're only one back of the 2 and 3 seed, the Denver Nuggets and the Memphis Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
And they are tied with the LA Lakers. They are 13 back They're actually the five seed because they don't have the exact same record, obviously.
They have one more loss than the Lakers.
Right, they have one more loss and one more win. Played more games than the Lakers so far. But nonetheless, what I'm trying to get across here is just my... I don't think anything could work out better for the station or for damn sure for the drive than the Rockets as we get down to cutting time here. There's 16 games left in the NBA, in the NBA regular season. And the Rockets have a chance to hunt down the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing my due diligence here, the one, LeBron's got a bad groin. I don't know if you guys have ever had a bad groin or not. I fell off a slide when I was 12 years old, Little League All-Star game. My dad's still mad at me to this day.
Never had any complaints.
It was Little League, what, with your groin? I fell off a slide, a pool slide.
Groin's good.
Yeah, that's right, both of them. I was jumping from the slide to the water, and I slipped, and I landed like in a frogger position on concrete. And ripped both my groins. Missed the water in the All-Star game. Dad was not a fan, by the way. He's still mad at me to this day. I guess he had big hopes for that All-Star team.
I would have been too, man. You should have been like studying for the game coming up or like been somewhere getting ready, prepping instead of, you know, acting like an idiot jumping off some slide.
You're probably right, man. But I was getting it in, you know what I mean? It's about as daring as I got back in the day.
I was playing my ass off.
Yeah, man. Both groins popped them. I'm going to tell you, I don't know if you ever pulled a groin, but it feels like every time you move, it snatches your gonads around. It is awful. So I don't know how bad LeBron's groin is here. I'm assuming it's not as bad as me falling off that slide, but LeBron's out.
It felt like it ripped my nuts off.
And on top of, right? And on top of LeBron being out, the Lakers, like next five, are what NBA TV calls difficult.
Yeah.
They got Denver a couple of times, I think. But anyway, the point is, the Lakers, the Rockets hunting down the Lakers, Tyler, is going to be a beautiful thing for us as we enter next week with Ron.
As long as Ron doesn't piss me off, you know, with his infatuation with LeBron James.
Fair. Well, but the Rockets have won. They've won four straight, and they should according to their schedule have fare pretty well over the next five or six. And so you're talking about a chance for the Rockets to make one of them nine game winning streaks or eight of the last nine. And without LeBron, the Lakers could drop several games. And so we might not only hunt these boys down, but we may be a couple of games ahead of them with, I don't know, 12 games to play, 10 games to play in the season. That is absolutely beautiful.
You know, the Lakers do have Doncic, though, still.
Yeah. And what'd you call him?
Doncic.
Oh. Doncic.
That's it.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess you are we're on the show Hughley's seat, so mispronouncing some names is fine.
I mean, is that what you got?
No, I feel comfortable.
You spent some time in his home
It's
country?
Hard to say it the other. Doncic.
Doncic.
I always feel like that just runs together
you
too much
you
for me.
There's no way you felt comfortable saying it like that.
Doncic.
It sounds so weird.
Like, I almost didn't know what he was talking about. Then I was like, you know what? Okay, I got it. Luka, you're talking about.
Doncic.
I mean, you know, you can just go with Luka.
I know.
Donkey Doncic?
Where's Luka from?
I like Doncic.
Luka?
That's a drop.
Yeah, it is. Well, we know one place old Doncic isn't, and that's up Highway 45 with them Mavs.
Where the hell is he from?
Nico Harrison.
The Lakers have the Nuggets twice, and they have the Bucks once over the next five. Then you got the Suns and you got the Spurs. While the Rockets have, you know, some pretty lesser competition, right? Dallas, Chicago, Philly, Orlando, and then Miami.
Yeah.
So, the Rockets could, you know, not only just make up ground, but create some separation. I like it, but they have Luka. You know, I'm not expecting the Lakers to, like, go 0-2 against the Nuggets and not be competitive against the Bucks, not be competitive against, like, some teams that are still technically in the hunt in the Eastern Conference. Like, they're not the Utah Jazz. They're not poor teams.
Yeah.
They're not as good as they are. But I don't think the Lakers win much of anything in the playoffs, but I think the Lakers are very capable against anybody. When you have Luka Doncic on your team.
I like that.
Lakers iteration or the Dallas Mavericks iteration, like, you have a chance. You have a puncher's chance.
Look, I think the Lakers with a healthy LeBron, and it's a scores league. I think they can score with anybody out there. And the Austin Reeves kid is highly underrated. He's on a night where he plays a lot, he's going to give you 20 and can shoot it lights out. Mm-hmm. Look, I think we can talk about the big matchup and all that kind of stuff. That didn't bear fruit for the big in the regular season so far against their lineup when they're healthy. I think they can score with anybody out there. So I'm not going to discredit them at all come playoff time with everybody healthy. I'm just gonna absolutely, just bathe in the beauty of the Rockets hunting down.
Oh yeah,
Ron Ugly's team.
Yeah,
is there any chance? I guess there's no chance that we could get them here in the playoffs, is there?
Who, the Lakers?
Yeah,
it's a 4-5 right now. If you started the playoffs tomorrow,
well, that's not hold up, is it?
That'd be a fun one to go to.
I guess they'd come here to some degree, but
you tell so me. Look, the Rockets have technically just as good a chance as the Lakers or the Nuggets as getting the number two. They're only a game behind the Grizzlies for the number two, which is what they occupied longer than anybody this season in the Western Conference.
Tyler, I'm not going to tease you with going to a game, but I'll damn sure watch a bunch of them if the Lakers and the Rockets are in the first round. Good God, it couldn't be any better.
It'd be great
if we could get Ron to that Lakers-Rockets game.
Hey, but are the Warriors going to stay idle? Are the Timberwolves going to stay idle?
Yeah. Well,
Timberwolves are one of the hottest teams in the league right now.
Yeah, no, look, that's the beautiful thing about this, man, is that you got Steph and company chasing you, and you're hunting down the Lakers. I mean, I just, from an entertainment standpoint, it doesn't get any better. And by the way, you could hunt down the Nuggets in Memphis as well, who you're neck and neck with at this point in time. So who knows, man? All right, I'm Clint Sterner alongside Sean Bajani. He's not on Area 45. He is on The Drive. And T-Meal is on the ones and twos behind the glass. T-Meal, how was the steak night last night? We've talked about it. We beat around the bush, but we hadn't got into the details of it. Little Birdie told me y'all got kicked out at about 30 minutes after closing time.
Yes.
Is that true?
That part is true. The OG John Lopez earlier, whenever we were doing the toss within the loop, trying to paint some picture like, you know, I was talking about steak and there wasn't steak. And I ain't no liar, Lopez. Whenever I told you we were going to steak night, we were about to go to steak night. Plans changed. But no, it was a fun evening, man. We didn't go to a steak night, but we went over here just right next door to on the curb. We had a few adult beverages, had some listeners come out. Once again, shout out to y'all, Andrew, KP. Really PK. Was nice to meet you.
PK.
Oh, did I say KP?
PK from Norway.
I even knew it was
so
PK.
So was it really nice? Or
no, I just, KP, huh? Slip of the tongue. I even was calling him Preacher's Kid last night. So, but no, it was a good evening, man. You know, a little whiskey on a Thursday.
Why?
Never heard nobody.
Mike, what is your thinking of? Did your invite go for people to join you? Did your invite go out? And did it include joining you at 11 p.m.
Yeah. I mean, yes, but just primarily because of our guys on Area 45 and that being the time they signed off.
So what did you do until 11 p.m.?
Worked.
He was working.
Put in that work.
Did you get a head start on these boys down there? Did y'all leave together?
We all left together.
So you didn't eat?
Nope. Kitchen was closed when we got there.
We could have had pizza. Like, the kitchen's closed, yet somehow they can still make pizza. But they could not bring chips and queso. Yeah. Like, that was our confusion. So,
did you eat breakfast this morning?
No.
Or lunch.
You're a grown-ass man.
I am. 34 years old.
When was the last meal you ate?
Last night when I got home from our evening out.
Oh, you Uber Eats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last night. Wait. That was this morning,
did you
fool.
Get chips and queso sent to your house?
No, but I did DoorDash. It was a DoorDash evening.
Well, what did you get? What did you eat?
I got Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
Some real greasy, nasty deliciousness.
Did you at least go with one taco?
I went with two tacos and two junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Damn.
And some curly fries.
Right now, let's say inebriated at 1:30 in the morning.
That'll be me later on today.
What?
Go ahead.
What is your, everything's open, wide open, no lines. What's your fast food of choice?
Ooh, everything's open.
Everything's an option. You're driving down the main drag and you got every single fast food in America right there for you. What is your option?
It's a close one between either, and they're very different, but either Taco Bell or Raising Cane's. I'm a sucker for that fried chicken.
Johnny?
Jack in the Crack.
No, I'm with you, bro.
Jack in the Crack.
I was there last night, so I get
them
it.
Them greasy-ass tacos, and I want 10 of them.
I've just 10 tacos, so make it 20, big dog.
And we might eat them in the parking lot and circle back through the drive-thru.
They're so good, dude. You know they almost killed me, though. I eat them to this day, but they literally...
What'd you do? You get something off that meat?
My mother did when she was 8 months pregnant with me. And they had to have an emergency C-section to get me out of there because Jack in the Box tacos were about to take my mom and me out.
Jack in the Box pushed you out?
Yeah, man, a whole month early. I was a preemie.
Now, this is explaining a lot, man. The big head. I'm telling you, man, this is explaining a lot.
But they are delicious.
What we leave one of my most memorable moments with my sister-in-law. My brother was working shift work. He's working graveyard or something. I came in town. We went over to this bar off NASA Road 1 back in the day, country bar. We had a big group of us, but her and I rode together. And when we left there, we pulled into the Jack in the Box right there. It used to be one on NASA Road 1 right there as you pull out of whatever that country joint was. And we got 14 tacos. By the time
14 each?
No, 14 total.
That's still a lot.
Yeah.
That's some tacos.
Yeah, I mean, my sister-in-law's, she's about 5 foot tall. My house is about 4 foot nine. And, I mean, she wasn't eating many of them. But anyway, we mashed them. Where my brother lived, there's a neighborhood. There was a Jack in the Box right out front.
Yeah.
I looked over. I said, gee, I need some more tacos. Said, hell yeah.
My stomach's still growling, friend.
We went down and got 10 more tacos. Needless to say, when my brother stumbled in from work after working a graveyard shift at 6 o'clock in the morning, I was sitting up on one end of the couch and she was sitting up on the other end of the couch. And she's sitting there and has tacos. Taco, like, all over her chest. Lettuce and crumbs all over her chest.
All the remnants.
On her T-shirt, obviously.
Yeah.
For you freaks out there that are thinking.
What was that country club that you were talking about on the...
It's been several different, but it used to be Big Texas, I think.
Big Texas, yep. We used to go there back in the day.
I've been there a time or two.
Yeah, yeah.
That side of town was always pretty good to me when I came in.
It was in a little pocket of a shopping center.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Steely's up in that corner right there. Yeah.
That's called like Buck Wild, I think, or something like that.
I think there's one up in Spring as well now because they do shows. They do concerts. There's one in Spring and there's one here.
Oh, the one? Okay.
I can't remember what it is. It's the one that Nick Russo DJs at.
It's not Wild West.
Nope.
Whiskey River?
Nope.
Yes.
Nope. No, no, no.
Oh, I thought.
Nope. It's a more known name than all that.
Talking about rustic.
No, hell no, no, no. Okay. This is a boot scooting joint now.
One of those.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, hey, look here. Look here. We've got wide receiver needy team. There's one wide receiver out in the market everybody wants to talk about.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.